Psalm chapter 50. Unto the end, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had sinned with Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy, and according to the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my iniquity. Wash me yet more from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my iniquity, and my sin is always before me. To thee only have I sinned, and have done evil before thee, that thou mayest be justified in thy words, and mayest overcome when thou art judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins did my mother conceive me. For behold, thou hast loved truth, the uncertain and hidden things of thy wisdom thou hast made manifest to me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be cleansed. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. To my hearing thou shalt give joy and gladness, and the bones that have been humbled shall rejoice. Turn away thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create a clean heart in me, O God, and renew a right spirit within my bowels. Cast me not away from thy face, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and strengthen me with a perfect spirit. I will teach the unjust thy ways, and the wicked shall be converted to thee. Deliver me from blood, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall extol thy justice. O Lord, thou wilt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. For if thou hadst desired sacrifice, I would indeed have given it. With burnt offerings thou wilt not be delighted. A sacrifice to God is an afflicted spirit. A contrite and humbled heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Deal favorably, O Lord, in thy good will with Zion, that the walls of Jerusalem may be built up. Then shalt thou accept the sacrifice of justice, oblations, and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they lay calves upon thy altar.